That's why for me, I'm not going to want to. I don't want to keep listening if this is what I'm gonna keep hearing. That shit's corny to me. Don't get me wrong. He got some.
If you don't want to, you don't want to.
That fucking, what's the song where they made the YouTube video where every word he said was like an animal or a fucking food object or some shit.
I know, I'm knowing the good vibe Post Malone. They put the lyric video up. He had to take it down because he got the shit wrong.
They always do. Because you don't enunciate your shit, my nigga. You just out here mumbling and crying on your fucking phone half the time and shit. I mean, and these niggas need to stop with Travis Scott is one of the best rappers that's coming. Like, no.
I don't hear that. You know what gets me tight?
No.
No, you know what gets me tight that I hear a lot? I hate the Playboy Cardi niggas. That Jack Playboy Cardi.
No.
All the memes on Instagram, you see the memes, right? You see those memes, right?
They need to sit all the way the fuck down, my nigga. These the same niggas that worship Kanye as their god, my nigga. Fuck out of here. Cardi dropped one fucking album. Name a hot song off that album. Thank you. Shit.
That's
about to go to his Apple Music right now. Look it up.
That's objective.
The fuck out of here, bro.
Because all those songs at the time was the top 450 Billboard.
Because nothing else came out at the time.
And Magic was out of that time. Like last year, Magic came out.
Bro. Trash, my nigga. Garbage. That's like the people who still think that Wiz Khalifa's nice. What?
He came out the day of
Wiz, bro. Wiz ripped off Currency and fucking rolled with it. I don't care what nobody says. Since Cushion OJ, my nigga. We recording. Out here fucking calling these niggas out, bro. And I really want Meek Mill to drop an album before the year's over.
Don't say drop an album before the year's over.
He is?
He said he was. And then Joe Budden on the Joe Budden podcast said like... Nah,
there's rumors that M is going to drop another album too.
I can see that.
Well, he did say it earlier on in the year when he dropped the Kamikaze shit, which is still... That shit still bangs. Let me just try to say that nigga. Stop playing, bro.
Revival? Revival bang?
Nah, Revival was a piece of shit. He knows it was. I'm not gonna call it a piece of shit. Maybe he didn't choose what, like, because he said there was a lot of songs that were left off the fucking album that didn't make the cut and shit like that. So.
I think he was trying to make more of a statement with it than make like the just.
And
miracle,
he could still make songs, and he still can make songs. It's the truth. But you know, he should have had 50 on a couple of those songs. That's all I'm saying.
I think 50 giving up music.
Nah. Nah.
Unless it has to do with the
show. No, because the last shit he was on, he said he got a mixtape coming out.
Unless it has to do with a show. He has two new shows coming out in February too.
And he's making money off this nigga Ratimi.
And then
he made money off Griselda.
You remember the Kanan album? The Kanan EP? That was kind of...
That shit was hard, though.
It was hard.
When that was after Animal Ambition.
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
I think he did that because of Power. That's what I'm saying. I think.
Oh, the Kanan tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga, that shit was fire.
I think he'll drop shit that it goes with the shows. Because he has like another show coming out in February and then Power comes back. I think he dropped music to go with his TV shit, but I think he's focused on TV more now than music.
Bro, when you at the position where you got TV production companies calling you, why not? Why not?
Better theme song intro, Power or Godfather Harlem?
I gotta go with the OG Power.
That
shit's original though.
That Godfather Harlem is pretty nice though.
They say this is a big rich town. I mean, I understand why he remixed it and shit like that, but
he put it back. But I like the remix.
That shit's a hit though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why he know it because
I'm not mad at it. It's the last season of the show. Like, let the nigga do what he does.
I think niggas is just atrocious. I think Instagram and Twitter is trolling.
That's what social media is nowadays. Trolling people in other people's business because their life is boring.
10 years ago, niggas switched up the fucking intro to a show. Nothing would happen. It wouldn't have been that crazy. Like, we're not going to all pretend niggas ain't bootleg in Power anyway. Like, why the fuck you niggas?
But why are people acting like this brand new? Like, we niggas that watch anime. Every season of anime got a new fucking intro.
There ain't been some sitcoms where they changed the intro.
There been sitcoms with new ones. Yes. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Like, to me, that shit wasn't that crucial. I get that a lot of people liked the original one. It was a fire ass song.
That's a fire. But like you said,
that was a song that had people like, yo,
but
like 50's still like, here.
But I said that when 50 was singing, it was like, it was some old shit, nigga. That shit came out like 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
Like, you could change
like
it up.
Like, my nigga, that shit that came out 6-7 years ago.
You put out the sign. You put yourself up more up to the trend.
Because the new one ain't bad. The new shit ain't bad at all.
His verse on the first one was better, but like, the second one was a better feel, smoother.
Yeah.
A Boogie killed it.
I think he went with the more radio friendly approach on the second one.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not bad to me.
Because I do hear that shit on the radio.
Yeah, it's not a bad song. I don't hear why nigga got crazy.
Sorry, I don't like this song.
My favorite song off. No, I'm lying. The one with him and Belly is my favorite song off this one.
Another song I don't like.
That shit was real.
Song, the song with this nigga and Chris Brown, bro.
And Sway Lee?
That shit's hard.
I don't think he put that out of the single because I think niggas would think he's trying to redo Unforgettable. That's probably why he didn't put that out as a single.
I don't know, man.
And I think that.
Is it weird that I want Nori to drop an album?
But you didn't like his last album, right?
I didn't. Because I like he was too on the Spanishy shit.
The one where he had him and Fat Joe and the Don't Know shit.
He was too, bro. Every song had him trying to do like the little Spanglish shit. Like
I think it was more,
you to go back to the Body in the Trunk, N.O.R.E.
I think those songs. Because
I believe he still got that.
I think those songs are more like happy commercial songs.
Call Pharrell. Do another shit with that
Pharrell
nigga.
Pharrell was on that.
Of course, yeah,
project,
but.
But like. I don't think Pharrell got it no more.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all the producers back in the day, I think the only producer that still got it are Just Blaze and Swizz Beatz.
Nah, you want Pharrell, definitely. I gotta go with Pharrell and Swizz.
Pharrell be having some duds.
Pharrell and Swizz.
Pharrell got some duds.
Bro, everybody wants to fuck with Pharrell. The thing is, niggas writing books, and they got fucking art exhibits, he's got his clothing line, he's fucking with Nego and the Human Made shit. Nigga got so much shit going on,
besides
bro.
The song he did with Migos, I can't think of the last Pharrell hit.
Really?
What's the last Pharrell hit?
So Happy, was it a hit?
That was before Migos shit.
And he hated that song.
It wasn't his song. He gave it to CeeLo, I think. He was supposed to do it.
He just went with it. And no, not what the fuck you talking about, nigga? He dropped the N.E.R.D. album.
That was before the Migos shit.
No.
I promise you.
What else? If I'm not mistaken, he produced a song off Igor. And he produced a couple songs off Igor, if I'm not mistaken about that. I'm pretty sure I'm right on with that one. About to skate?
Hmm?
About to skate?
No, I'm skate.
You sent me this shit and I'm like, bro, I
sent it to you because I know you like Jay Electronica.
It's gotten to the point, honestly, bro, where I don't even want to hear his shit.
Who?
Jay Electronica. Right. Like, bro, you trying to do this? You trying to do this? I'm an ominous being type shit, and I'm gonna just show up once in a blue type shit, and people who's gonna fucking like, bro.
I think they did this song to help the homeless. And I think they were able to reach out to him like Jay Electronica to do it. But I think that's his organization too. The hoodie shit. You see how it's Massive Hill for Davies? I think that's his organization.
That's the truth.
What?
True. I don't know, man.
But shout out to the new recording. So shout out to French, Fat Joe, Roddy, Gospel Shit.
Still, shout out to Davies for sticking to his fucking guns, my nigga. That ass.
If you don't get credit though, Young and May don't get enough credit too.
Nah, her album was fire, bro.
I would put her album as one of the top albums of 2019.
I would also.
Her album, Davies' album, Young Ivy and Corday's.
We gotta make a list of like.
I wanna make a list and do like a Frost Talk like.
Cause that awards. That was a while ago, so we got shit dropping every week and shit.
Game's album was pretty good though, too.
It was that shit was too hit and miss for me. Too many songs.
I liked it, but my problem with Game has always been like, I love him as a lyricist, but sometimes I feel like he talks about Dre too much.
Oh yeah, you always gotta mention somebody's name like.
That's his style, rap, shit, but it's like, stop talking about Dre, nigga. We get it. You miss Dre. You will kill for him. You want to beef him. We get it, bro. But come on, my nigga. Like, Dre is not working with you, my nigga. Tell me, like, get over it. Like,
yo, how many of those Griselda beats did he produce?
Dre? I gotta check.
Yeah, I'm curious on that. Right, I was thinking maybe Chef Dress, because that kind of gave me the vibe. But that beat is hard, nigga. And the beat for Scotty's is stupid, too.
Fat Joe shit was hard. It was safe. It was safe, like we said. It was safe.
I don't know about him calling it a classic, but...
He calls all his albums classic. That's just part of how he's promotion. Griselda, right? Hold on.
This shit is dope. Who else had dope shit? Gashi's shit was pretty dope.
For the year, this because Offset, Takeoff was last year. Offset was this year. Offset shit was good, and 2 Chainz shit was all right.
I didn't like 2 Chainz
shit. It was all right.
He had maybe like 3-4 good songs on there. What I hate about him is he always starts strong and then he ends, like, his third verse would be, like, the stupidest, corniest shit.
Them Thugs album I thought was decent.
Too many features.
I thought 2 Chainz had too many features.
When doesn't he? Show me an album where he don't got more than fucking 4 or 5 features.
Rick Ross album was pretty good, too.
I don't listen to that shit anymore. I don't think it has any playback value.
I think it does. I think I just played it out when it first came out. But I think now all these,
which is why, the shit that Joe Budden has said, right? I know he mentioned something about recently about Rick Ross.
He loves Rick Ross albums. He said he was debating who makes the better album to Rick Ross in Game.
Oh nah, but Ross got a whole lyricist. Ross got a whole got crazy fucking backing behind him, so.
But both of the discographies is pretty decent. That is a tough debate.
I don't know. I'm not much of a Rick Ross fan, so.
Now, all these shits were produced by Beat Butcher, it says.
Oh, word? They kept it in-house. I fucks with that.
Yeah, Beat Butcher and Yeah, all of them.
Butcher, that's the other brother, no?
Beat Butcher?
The Conway Butcher and
Westside?
Yeah.
Conway, I don't know who Beat Butcher is. Unless that's really Benny the Butcher. He produced
why?
For Davies.
He's known as Benny the Butcher. So.
He produced for Davies too. Wanna Be a G. Produced this shit. Yeah, these are all his credits right here.
Oh, nigga, Ghostface album.
Oh, he's been around for a minute.
Ghostface album, hard. That's an album I can listen to.
Ghostface
album, entirety,
is hard.
Its entirety without skipping a song.
St. John's album was really hard. I have no respect for him. Who killed the features game this year? Because last year J. Cole murdered the features. Well, that was this year where J. Cole was murdering features? That was this year, last year type shit?
Yeah, nigga, that's why he said what he said on the London track.
Oh, shout out to Gangstar. Gangstar
shit was dope. That was mad unexpected.
J. Cole said that was his last feature for a while.
What, the London shit?
The Gangstar shit.
Oh.
You can hit your bitch, you can never hit by, nigga.
A Boogie killed features too.
A Boogie, as per usual. It's just
his content is very repetitive.
A Little Baby.
I wanted to like Dirk's album so much, bro.
I like this album.
It's just, yo, pick a side, my nigga. You a rapper?
Or you
on that A Boogie side? Like
do everything. Okay.
Yeah, but pick your side and do what you do. Posty did that with his first album, my nigga. He played both sides. Second album, he knew what his guns was, stuck to it. Third album, that's why that third album was fire. Even with the songs that he got with the fucking heavy hitters and shit, especially the song with Ozzy Osbourne.
That shit was fire.
Like, my nigga, come on, bro. That nigga. That's where that fucking, that progression as an artist fucking kicks in, my nigga. Like, You know what you're doing. You know what you're good at. You know what's hitting. I'm going to work on this while expanding myself. And I'm going to still make my bank. That's it.
For being like three albums
That's why I think Trippie's album was so fucking good. I like Trippie's album.
For post being three albums in, him and Travis both had like, you could see the progression with each project. You feel me?
You really feel like that, bro? Because I feel like Al Farrow is still one of Travis Scott's most fucking fire shit.
If I'm looking at these three official albums, like the first one was the first one with Antidote on it. What was the name of the album?
Because for me, it's Al Farrow, Days Before Rodeo.
I'm talking about albums, though, not his mixtapes.
Rodeo,
yeah, that one.
Rodeo, Birds in the Trap Sing at Night.
Astroworld. I like Astroworld better than Birds Sing at Night.
Nah, you wildin'.
And then
that shit was hit after hit.
Rodeo to me is one because of how it flows when you listen to it through. Astroworld, though, I think he put more effort into it, getting niggas like Stevie Wonder.
The Houston Fornication shit was fire.
That's my favorite song on that shit. I just think it was probably longer than I wanted it to be, but it was fire. It felt like Astroworld. It felt like Rodeo Part 2. That's why I liked it.
There's a lot of hype around him, and he's getting that whole same, oh, he's the greatest thing to ever happen, when he's pretty average. Don't get me wrong. He makes great songs. Like, lyrics-wise and shit like that, bro, he's regular. Nigga, regular.
I hate when I put on A$AP Rocky and I'm with somebody and they be like, oh, well, I like Travis Scott. And I'm like, why do you have to say Travis Scott as if they're the same? They're not similar artist-wise at all. They're more similar to maybe how they look, but not like music.
I don't know. I still don't like A$AP Rocky's album.
Testing? That came out last year, though.
I appreciate the... really? I thought that came out earlier this year.
That's how it mixed up the year. It came out the same day as Daytona. And Pusha T's album. You could look it up. I swear to God, it came out the same day.
It came out the same day as
Daytona
Pusha T's album.
I remember talking about that shit.
That album still hits, though. Daytona, that shit's fire.
That was the best 7-song album last year.
Nah, now that I revisit Nas shit, that shit, niggas ain't listening to it right. But it shouldn't have been 7 songs, though. I don't agree with the 7-song shit whatsoever. But that Lost Stage 2 was definitely needed.
You like long albums?
I prefer a 13 to 20 song album. That's an album. To me, that's an album.
I feel like...
You give me 7 songs, you give me a mixtape or EP.
I think 13, 14 is good. 15 to cut off. I don't think you should have 24 or 20
depending
songs.
Depending on if there's a... If you got a theme to the album or not.
But then again, I feel like that's too much.
Even so, Chance's album, I didn't
not
like
even,
because
you can have 20 songs and you can have... Like five of those songs, like a minute
there was a theme,
long or something.
There was a theme to Chance's album, and I did not like his album at all.
That was his wackest project, but that was more personal than anything.
It was
though,
like
so.
The hippie.
That's why I
shit.
Feel like his next album is going to shut everybody the fuck up.
I didn't think he was whack on it. I just didn't like it. I think he was trying to target it toward kids too much with songs like Hot Shower. It's like...
He needed those radio songs.
Yeah,
right?
But it's like...
And they hit him. I mean, he's one of the people that's nominated for a Grammy, no?
Nah.
He's not?
Nah.
The big day show?
Nope.
But it's where he was.
Yeah, I thought he was, too.
Nah, I think it's Meek.
I don't agree on that, but okay. Igor, which is not a fucking...
That's what got me
That's
tight.
Not a rap album.
That's what got me... That should be for the best album of the year, not rap album. But that's like Post Malone winning American Music Award Best Rap Album. It's not a rap album. I don't get why they do that shit.
This nigga came a long way, bro. He went from me hating him to me like, oh, fuck it. Then to me fucking with the Feed the Streets, and then his album was fucking crazy. I was that nigga when I was in the street.
Nah, next year though, I'm looking forward to hearing Big Sean album, Russ's album.
Well, supposedly Lupe is dropping his final album. I'm a little sad to hear that, but I think he's still going to be, you know, a random track here and there. I think for the love of the music, that's how niggas is going to be doing it. They're not going to make full-blown albums, but they're going to give you, like, a track or two here and there. Because he came out with that whole he's never releasing a mixtape shit again, but the nigga would drop a fucking song or something.
I think a lot of these niggas do that shit, though, too. Like, when they just fed up with it, like, yo, I'm retiring. So that niggas stop asking him, what's the next shit coming out? What's the next shit coming out?
Right there.
I have, like, four lighters over here.
Need that.
Yo, I need more of these, you know?
I don't like that. Where'd I hear that line before? Yellow lamb looking like Pikachu.
Little baby.
When, bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no key. That song was fire.
Catchy.
Fire. Oh, I don't put the baby's album up there, but the baby's album was dope.
I got a personal.
It was just his track placement was terrible.
I got a personal beef with that album.
Why?
Because it came out the same day as Anime shit, and it kind of shitted on her shit.
That's a fact.
I don't know. I was listening to both.
I was listening to both too, but niggas don't have that attention span, bro. And I realized looking at the Instagram comments how crazy America is that like people are mad at Anime because she's gay.
Wait, am I not mistaken when I say that all of that happened and Drake dropped all of the fucking his old shit.
He dropped it the same day as Dirk. Not the same day as
him. And then niggas was out here calling all that shit new and shit. I swear, people fucking dumbass brainwashed.
He's smart because niggas, around that time, the niggas that were like 2019 now, 21 now, a lot of the niggas wasn't listening to that.
Shout out to Drake, the John Cena of rap. The greatest subpar rapper to ever live. He took that crown from Ja Rule.
I'm crying. Best rap album was Dreamville's.
Which is not an album, bro. That's a compilation. You got, I don't know, man. Meek Mill,
Championships, 21 Savage, Tyler, the Creator.
They niggas really put 21 Savage album up there?
You know why they put, if you're going to argue that Meek Mill because of the jail shit, 21 Savage.
With the ice shit, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't fuck with the Grammys. I don't watch the Grammys.
Man, it's like the Oscars. Like, most of that's just your label trying to buy the award. Like, if you look
that's
into it.
That's what it is, nigga. They got all this shit just to get the fucking demographic to watch, nigga. That's basically what it is.
And all these award shows are dead because niggas is going to streaming now anyway. Best,
Yeah, shit just be whack anyway. Award shows be whack.
The most fire Grammy I remember seeing was when T.I. brought out Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and Kanye to perform Swagger Like Us. That shit was fire. And then the year after, they performed Forever with Eminem and Drake and all the niggas. That was fire, too. But other than that, nah. You talk about Young Thug. A lot of niggas wouldn't be where they are without Max B. No Max B, there's no Young Thug.
Sorry, there's another rapper. I've never seen the hype around him. Never cared for it.
Max B?
I listen to his shit, and to me, his shit is not good.
It's a vibe.
Like, back in the days when niggas was all way, oh, Lil B this, Lil B that, Lil B, trash.
Max B is a vibe. Max B is trash. Like, no, Max B was...
Trash.
No, listen. Max trash. B was the original Future. Like, he was...
Trash.
He was the wave. You can't say Max B is
trash. Trash. I'm saying it.
Without Max
trash.
B... Without Max B, and this is probably why you think it's trash. Without Max B, there's no A Boogie, there's no Roddy Ricch, there's no Future, there's no Young Thug, there's no all-time rappers. Without Max B, there's none of them.
That's how do you know this?
Because Max B's the first nigga doing it.
But the thing is, he lost his opportunity.
On some hood shit, Max B was the first nigga doing it.
I don't care. He could be the first.
He was the first nigga doing it.
You could be the first nigga doing it, and the wackest nigga to still do it.
But you gotta think about it, the influence for, like, you feel me?
That's why when we talk about Gucci Man, we can say he's
black. I'm not gonna take in that influence shit,
that
too,
influence
because
shit.
That goes into part where fucking, oh, with this bum ass little nigga, fucking Lil Pump. Oh, I drink lean because of fucking, because of Lil Wayne. Like
it depends on what you're influencing, though. Influencing as far as inspiring people to make music, or even looking at, say, like, Jay-Z and how he inspires other niggas to start their businesses and shit like that, it's different than niggas going, oh, I look up to this thing because they make me want to go lean. Like Lil Xan talking about how Mac Miller's his favorite rapper gets me tight. Because I know people are looking at Lil Xan like, oh, Mac Miller made you do that. And it's like,
nah.
Stop. Like, it's not the same. Not the same. Mac Miller never promoted it like, yo, you should do drugs. He just told you his story of it. You feel me?
How the fuck are we fucking molding our shit into other people's shit?
But the niggas at Sound New York don't get, like, the play that they... And not all of them are looking for the play either, so that's in their defense too.
I know
Dave East.
That comes with
for,
you being on your shit.
I know Dave East ain't looking for like a radio smash hit. He's looking to sell shows out and like Russ too.
Because how you got J. Cole sounding more New York than New York niggas?
Does he sound more New York?
Yes.
Niggas?
Yes, he does.
And is it weird? Is it kind of funny to you that like that New York's trademark sound that was invented by Premier was invented by a nigga from Texas? Like, isn't it kind of funny? Like, and now all of us are trying to sound like the South. If you think about it, full circle.
I don't know, because
Premier moved from Texas to New York, and then Guru
to me,
was from Boston.
To me, all the New York niggas always wanted to sound like fucking Rakim.
Back in the day, they wanted to sound like Rakim.
Everybody wanted to sound like Rakim. Then it got to the point everybody wanted to fucking sound like Big. Everybody wanted to sound like Nas.
Then Ja. Until 50 came over and everyone wanted to sound like Fifth. Yo, low-key, 50 Cent took Ja Rule's style after he clowned him for
it. Perfected that shit.
Perfected that shit.
And that's what everybody and their moms is doing now. When they had the audacity to come and fucking try to clown it because Jadakiss made a joke about it. Like, hypocrites, my nigga. Hypocrites.
Yeah, but Ja Rule was always a...
He was always subpar to me.
In my world, Ja Rule was always a clown.
Yeah, he was subpar.
It wasn't even that I was subpar. He was a doofy nigga.
Yeah.
He was
the nigga he... Whatever. Bro, whatever he would put out, people would listen to it. The same shit with Drake. It could be the corniest song in the world just because Drake is on it. Niggas is going to listen to it and call it the greatest shit in the world.
You know what's weird though? In the 90s, you know who was the Drake of that time?
That's like back in the days when Lil Wayne was on that fucking crazy mixtape run. He could put out the dumbest shit in the world. Niggas was going to fucking jack it because it's Lil Wayne. That don't make the shit good.
Nah, it's weird because if you look at the 90s.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting until the day
90s,
when niggas shut me up and niggas...
But the late 90s...
Show me a fucking jaw-dropping fucking Drake verse.
Nah,
like,
late 90s...
I'm waiting for that.
Early Drake. The late 90s, though, Mace was the Drake at that time. And it's weird, because Mace was never that super nice to me either.
Nah, Mace had potential to take over, but...
Mace is a bozo. Shout out to Cameron. But Ja Rule was always a doofy nigga. Like,
you talking about Cameron. That's another nigga who said a lot of stupid shit. A lot of stupid shit. He was the wackest nigga in Dipset.
Cameron
is the wackest nigga in Dipset.
Jim Jones to me was at one point. He got better now. But I think Cam swag sold him. That's why.
That nigga was trash.
That nigga
always been trash.
That nigga, when he wore the pink shit and had niggas flipping out, and now everybody's taking that shit to the next level.
But he wasn't the first nigga to do that, bro. Niggas act like Big Daddy Kane never did that shit.
Different time era though.
Like, it don't matter. All your shit comes from such, nigga.
Said.
All the shit.
I go back to what you said about just because he did it first, I mean, he did it better than Cam.
Nigga, what? Like I said, niggas was trying to sound like Rakim, right? And the niggas around Rakim's ever was trying to sound like fucking Big Daddy Kane. Nigga, what you talking about? It's all a fucking. You know what I mean? It's all a fucking cycle, bro. I don't know. Niggas just need to find their own fucking shit. Stop trying to sound like everybody.
When you rank Brooklyn niggas, how would you put Uncle Murder on the top Brooklyn rappers? Just lyrics. Not as far as success, career-wise, nothing like that. Just lyric.
He says a lot of stupid shit, but he says a lot of New York shit, so.
That's why it'd be funny, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not whack, though. Like, he'd be saying...
I'm knocking teeth out, nigga. That shit,
saying,
that's Matt. I'm sorry. That's Matt Brooklyn.
That's Casanova.
That's mad, bro. Nigga, he had...
Now, Uncle Murder, though, when he be doing the reviews or the yearly review wrap up shits, or when he does like some shit like that bitch sucked my dick and kissed her son, like saying shit like that, I'm like, yo, this nigga
the Funk Flex freestyle shit he had was fucking funny. That shit was funny and hard at the same time. Like, yo, this nigga, he can't make a song to save his life, but
he's been trying, he's been doing shit lately. But now, yeah, Uncle Murder had like two songs that was fake hit-ish. One of them had Future on it, though. I think that's why.
I don't know, man. The purest New York nigga is Fab. Every year he got a hit. Every project he releases has a hit in it. The most consistent New York nigga.
Consistent, I'll give it to you. But
sorry, Bucko, but every single project he's released has a hit on it.
But none of he has no classic projects though.
What do you mean?
What's a classic Fab project?
Classic Fab project?
Yeah.
Any of the soul tapes.
But like not mixtapes, like albums.
Album Street Talk.
That wasn't a classic. I can't play every song off that shit and bump that shit. You got some shit. That shit wasn't no fucking classic.
Nah.
Loso Way was better than Street Talk.
It's a later album. Obviously, it's going to be better. The fuck you talking about?
Not everybody is better. Later shit is better.
You're not going to compare an album that he did like fucking 5-6 years before he put out.
Like now, what the fuck you like talking now about? Now's best album is still always going to be Illmatic.
But you're not, I'm sorry, you're not going to say that. It was written, wasn't good. Nostradamus.
I didn't say it wasn't good. They weren't better than Illmatic. Illmatic was just the all-time classic.
That's different when you got a fucking all-time classic in your discography. That's the shit everybody's going to compare your shit to.
Yeah, you don't do that with Jay-Z, though. You think people do that with Jay-Z compared to his first album?
Of course they do.
You think so?
Of course they do.
What was his first album?
Reasonable Doubt.
People tell me his best album is like Blueprint.
It is.
Black album.
Blueprint is his best album.
Blueprint?
Is it a classic compared to Reasonable Doubt? No.
That's weird though. You don't think?
Reasonable Doubt just got the shit that...
Or was it that it was his first album? So
that's his first album. Bro, it's hard for somebody to put out a first album and that first album is considered an all-time classic. But if I had to choose personal preference, I'm taking Blueprint. That's just
if
me.
You're not kind of Nas or Jay-Z in that, I'll give Fab that, or if not Fab.
This is why I wish 50 still made music, because niggas are acting like his albums were fucking trash. When they weren't. He got some shit, obviously, niggas gonna have shit on the fucking albums that suck, but Before nah, I Self-Destruct wasn't bad.
If not Fab, I love that album. If not Fab, I gotta give Jim Jones some credit. Fat Joe some credit. A$AP, Miles some credit. A$AP, Ferg, and Rocky mostly. Not saying Nas is a nasty, but you know what I mean? Like,
he just don't got enough pride. He got one
that's
tape.
What I'm saying. That's
he
what I'm
got
saying.
One tape. That's what I'm saying. That one tape.
You know what's dope about Ferg to me? Ferg can make club records, but it's not like he's reaching for a commercial hit to me sometimes. Like, he be saying
that's
shit.
That's just his M.O.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like he'd be reaching to do, like, the radio hit.
You still on that?
Oh, you want to throw
it? Actually, on 1%.
I'm about to roll up again.
But fucking, yeah, man. But yeah, like you were saying before, I'm sticking to my guns, bro. I'm saying this right now. Bobby Shmurda gonna come out on fucking fire.
Oh, who gonna have more clout?
Bobby Shmurda's gonna come out on fire, bro.
Can I give you a plot twist? I see Roddy being better, bigger than both of them.
With this album? Hell yeah.
Roddy Rebel. I can see him being like, remember the point where Banks or when Jewels or Santana was bigger than like the group? Both of them? Like,
it's funny,
I can see that.
Because again, there was a time I didn't like Rebel at all.
You mean like who?
Roddy Rebel.
Really?
It take a lot for me to not like you.
I can't imagine that.
Seriously. If I listen to you and it's your first shit, I'm always going to give you the benefit of the doubt because it's your first shit, my nigga.
You always got time to grow and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you got time to grow. But by, if you buy your third project and you still sound the same as your first, you trash. That's why to me, French is trash. His first three projects are all the same shit.
It makes sense to me because you don't like Nats B, so I can see why you don't like French Montana. It's a different wave of music, bro. It's a wave.
I don't like him as a rapper. I like him as an artist. I like when he goes, sits down, comes up with a good fucking song. I like that shit. I don't like when he's there fucking mumbling some dumb shit on a fucking fire beat just because the fire beat is what's going to push the fucking song.
He be saying some shit. And his best shit is always with him.
Yeah, some dumb shit.
Nah, he be saying some real shit.
He be saying some tomfoolery.
He be saying some real shit. But his best shit is always with Harry Fraud, though. But Harry Fraud does most of his mixtapes because of the samples he can't get cleared.
That's why, what's the name? Denzel Curry about to drop something, too.
Yeah, another one?
Yeah. I think little by little, what's fucking crazy, bro,
is
I told niggas, since that XXL freshman class came out, I told niggas that that's the best nigga there. And now niggas is starting to fucking recognize him. Now, bro.
I didn't hate Zoo.
Niggas didn't fuck with Taboo. Like, bro, y'all slept on Taboo, but y'all picked up off Zoo?
Niggas picked up off Zoo because he did it more for Florida. And it was more of like a party or Florida vibe album. It was for Florida. You could tell off that. I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it at all. I thought like, that shit was fire.
It was like when Kendrick went from the Butterfly shit to Butterfly. Damn. And at first, niggas thought it was like, what the fuck?
Remember, he dropped the Untitled shit after
but that Butterfly. The Untitled shit was like shit that was supposed to be on Butterfly.
That's like Lost Tapes.
Okay.
Not even. Because every song, it has the date of when the shit was created.
I know one of them was produced by Swiss's son.
Yeah. Which Untitled was dope. I got that on vinyl.
I like it better than the Pimp Butterfly. I didn't like the Pimp Butterfly at all. It was long and draggy and
too much layering on it. That's why I respect it for what it is.
I respect
the
it
reason
for
why.
What do.
Cause I'm a Mos Def fan. Seeing how he did his albums and shit like that, where he has specific theme and a specific basis
for
a couple songs and shit like that.
You heard about that Mos Def album that you can only hear if you go to the Brooklyn Museum?
Well, yo, shout out to MF Doom. For fucking making a resurgence. My son dropping features now, boy.
That's the biggest scam in hip-hop, bro.
Who?
MF Doom.
Nah.
You go to a concert, it could be any nigga under the mask performing.
He said it himself, my nigga. The best MC you never heard.
With the box?
Stop playing, boy.
Oh, shit.
That nigga's the truth. That nigga's the truth, bro. I don't know if you ever seen this, but there's a video on YouTube of Mos Def nitpicking MF Doom bars and why he loves him, man. And he says himself, he put up a million on MF Doom over Lil Wayne any day.
Man, that's not fair. Lil Wayne is lyrical and indifferent. That's like when that's like, no. But listen,
listen.
Like comparing Fab to J. Cole. It's not really fair because we talk about different shit.
That's harder. That's
not fair.
A lot harder.
It's not fair.
Because
though.
You got two, that's two niggas who could go blow for blow.
But J. Cole's not a simile metaphor. He
but
doesn't.
He can be.
He
that's
can.
That point in case.
But that's
so
not
that's,
his lane.
No. That's
not
a bad,
his lane.
Nah, bro. That's bad. That's a bad analogy.
To compare, it'd be more to be from fair for me to compare Fab to Eminem.
All right. That, you could do that.
Then to be careful.
Eminem is
J.
on
Cole.
A whole. That's a whole nother level.
J. Cole is more of a tell a story.
That's why I respect. Like I get it. You don't listen to.
I get.
You don't
listen to
Doom, but you put the respect where it's supposed to be, nigga.
I can respect that. I can respect Davies. Like Don Q and Davies, even if it's two completely different styles of it. Because Don Q is like a fad, like a metaphor punchline. Davies is a storyteller. Like he could tell a story, like Keisha. Where you
and MF Doom is both, nigga. That nigga tells stories while hitting you with the fucking metaphors and similes, nigga. That nigga just Ridiculous, bro. Ridiculous. I'm sorry, man. Now, I'm gonna make my top five MF Doom songs for y'all.
Fred the Godson's another rapper that never got like that credit, but like he's low key nice too.
Anderson .Paak, nigga, another one, which he's fine. Like, bro, it's taking him this long still. Regard artist.
He's coming out now.
Like, my nigga, bro, he's been out for so fucking long. Niggas is just now starting to get a hold. Like niggas need to seriously stop listening to the radio. Niggas is just drilling all these fucking songs into people's head. That's the weird part. This is why everybody's always all up on Drake, because that's all you hear on the radio. Niggas don't pick what they want to listen to.
For as much as people
they take what niggas is giving them.
You know what's weird? As much as people don't listen to the radio, it's weird how like they're still a mainstream. Because not a lot of people listen to radio anymore. Because you got Sirius, you got Satellite FM, and like all our
still stations. Considered a form of radio though.
But they played other shit than like the shit that gets paid for from Billboard and shit. It's just weird, like.
Because
I was talking to some girl yesterday. She's like, she was 20, and she was telling me how she never heard of Jim Jones' album, or she didn't even know he came out with an album. And I'm like, how do you listen to new music that you know about? No name Flojo over here just came out of nowhere.
I got my website, Hot New Hip Hop, 2 Dope Boys.
I don't understand, like.
Good on all that shit, man. Just to find out. I like to be in the loop with music, man. That's my shit. Find out who's the next niggas to come up.
You like NBA YoungBoy? I know you do.
Not even. I would like him how Maurice like him, but I think he's good.
I just want to know how he gets so much. He's like the number one stream artist of like 2019. I'm like,
his fan base is loyal, bro.
I've heard his shit. I've listened to his shit.
He'll have one song on the shit that fire. And then every other fucking song is this nigga talking about the same shit.
When I go to the club, I never hear anybody YoungBoy song.
And then like, my nigga, the last thing you want to say on your fucking album is you over here talking about your ex gave you fucking herpes, my nigga. Shut the fuck up and keep that shit to yourself.
I hate the antics.
Nobody cares. I
hate all these antics.
Like, no, nobody cares about that shit. That's personal, my nigga. Yo, fuck, that's like you fucking a bitch and she eat your ass or some shit. Nobody cares to find this out. Just shut up. No, keep that shit to yourself, like, bro. Now you done gave all your fucking comp, nigga, your fucking ops got the fucking ammo now.
He don't got ops, nigga, because he's nowhere.
No.
Oh, he.
You know it's weird?
I don't know, nigga.
Fanbase is just mad loyal, bro.
Yeah, like it's weird.
Like Playboy Cardi. Kudos to them, because that's another nigga. I don't see the hype around that nigga either.
Nah, but the Instagram.
Think about YoungBoy though. He get his streams and shit though.
That's, yeah.
He got some songs that hit like the I ain't going outside today. That shit is fire.
They get more streams than Post Malone is like, how? You feel me?
The song with him and Trippie's fire. Nigga, that song with him and Trippie's fire. That shit got a fucking star, bro. That shit got a star next to it. Stop playing.
Fuck about the star in Apple Music.
I'm a title maker, nigga.
Fuck
out of
here, nigga.
Nigga,
they
fucking got the title.
They got the star.
You got more Apple streamers than you do title. What the fuck you talking about?
The title pays the artist more, so who wins?
Me, as the listener, because I get my shit from fucking Apple. What the fuck you talking about? This nigga, I don't give a fuck. The artists gonna make their shit.
Shout out the title, cause
they not splitting that shit. They ain't giving me 2%.
They send me the free concerts. Fuck out of here.
Care about none of that shit, nigga. Why fucking illegally download my shit? Okay.
LimeWire.
Nah, that shit don't exist. I got my ways though.
Remember LimeWire though?
Everybody had that. And what was the other one?
Frostwire.
MP3 Rocket.
Because Frostwire was the one that supposedly didn't give me viruses.
MP3 Rocket was the last of the dying breed, nigga. That was the last one left when they shut down for fucking LimeWire and shit like that.
Actually, help a nigga out, though. Put that shit on your phone and shit. Before niggas was converting shit from YouTube and shit, like.
You know it's officially dead, sadly.
Remember making up the mixtapes of, like, the rent, like, not mixtape, remember, like, burning songs to a blank disc?
I was just about to reference something similar to that, but that piff is dead.
Nah.
Say word.
It's not.
Bro, that Piff is dead, my nigga.
It's not.
Who's still dropping shit for that Piff?
Everybody.
For that Piff? Niggas used to specifically
not
make
exclusively
specifically make mixtapes,
right,
and on the beginning of the mixtape they shout out that Piff.
You're right.
But then again,
niggas don't do that
no
more.
You also gotta think too, like that Piff has some exclusive shit that you can listen with that Piff. So like,
now, facts. There's certain mixtapes you can only find there.
Soul tape. All the
nigga,
soul tapes.
There is no competition tapes. You can only find those shits on there. Those shits is hard to come by, even though you know the third one's the more fine one, but that's some fab.
That
top five all time New York. I don't care nobody says.
That Piff competition is more SoundCloud than like the streaming services like Tidal, Apple, Spotify.
It's just I don't like that SoundCloud is trying too hard to be like Spotify.
I don't like SoundCloud. I never really like SoundCloud at all because I always felt like remember, I don't know, there's a meme where it's like, oh, go to my SoundCloud and you're like, it's like you're too bougie to do it. Like, it was like, it was like my face when I have to go to SoundCloud because it's SoundCloud on Apple. And it was Because I don't hate SoundCloud.
I ain't gonna hold you, that's why I got it.
But I hate.
Because there's a Lupe song called Kneeling on Needles. It's only on SoundCloud.
That's why I have SoundCloud too, but I hate SoundCloud.
But that shit is hard,
I
nigga.
Hated Pandora like a bitch. I hated that shit. Because it was always a random song. That
and then they don't got the song with Abso and fucking Mac Miller on fucking Apple Music, so I gotta go to fucking. I gotta go
Which
to SoundCloud
one?
To listen to that shit. The fucking, the main shit, my nigga.
Well, nah, I know they had a few, so.
The main shit, my nigga, it's a So Long and Done Again. No, man. I used to
off
match a dub sack with my friends. Nah.
Before the Red Dot one.
It's before the Red Dot.
Okay. Yeah, they don't have a lot of Mac Miller before the Red Dot.
Fuck, what the fuck was the name of that song, man? Mac got the last verse. It's two verses straight. Ab dropped the 16 and Mac dropped the 16.
I forgot. Because the only thing I'm thinking about is the one on Ab's project, then the one on
That's
Prime.
The shit where that's
the
shit
one
where he's like, there's only 3 ounces in the liter. Where that metaphor is
I'm thinking
from
about
him smoking.
I'm thinking about the Red Dot. I'm thinking about Prime when Mac Miller and Abso was on the same shit too. Because they did a lot of shit together.
Forgot what the fuck it's called. If I had my phone, it's called The End or some shit. The End Is Near or some shit. Oh yeah, The End Is Near.
Okay.
That shit's hard, nigga.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes up.
They don't got that shit on fucking Apple Music. That song is stupid. They both body that shit, nigga.
I think Flatbush is a better group than Migos. But
definitely.
I'm happy they're independent and they got they make their own money off their merch and shit. But I want them to come out with something next year.
I heard they was beefing with somebody.
Cool.
I'm trying to remember
Flatbush?
Who the fuck. Yeah. That they was having issues with somebody. I don't think it's ASAP though. Cause the niggas were saying ASAP got beef with fucking TDE. Like
Denzel Curry.
That's a myth.
Oh, no, never mind. That's fake. That was their battle.
I'm about to say, no, they just had a tour thing.
They had a battle. Remember that Joey Badass did his tour?
It was the tour thing. The
Curry
versus
looking up
Flatbush Zombie
beef.
Shit. Nah, that's not a beef shit. They took that whole Drake versus Lil Wayne shit. Made a play on it. I need some new Joey shit, though.
Beast Coast album was fire. He said he's dropping some next year.
I know he's been touring and shit like that.
He dropped some
You saw the video? The video
he
dropped?
On his IG.
Where he was performing and the crowd was chanting. And then he made a freestyle of them chanting. That shit was hard.
He posted a video of Rihanna, I think, walking to his new song.
He's on Mr. Robot.
Yeah, okay.
He's that nigga's plug in Mr. Robot. Damn, man, what else? What else?
Nah, I'm looking for the Wu-Tang Season 2, Snowfall Season, which I think is going to be the last one, but I don't know.
I think that should say it's going to come back to like April 2020.
Yeah, Snowfall though. Snowfall definitely, Wu-Tang, Godfather of Harlem next season, and then, of course the end of Power, but I want to see the spinoffs of Power.
Yeah, you know what else is coming back eventually to Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
I gotta watch Atlanta.
Atlanta's
slacking
cool
me.
Show,
Atlanta's
that shit is
fire.
A real lit show. I fuck with it.
That shit's fire. That shit's that nigga Childish Gambino know what he's doing, man.
That's a fact.
You guys watch The Shy?
The Shy. Yeah, I watched that.
I heard that was pretty good.
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that.
Animal Kingdom, I gotta watch.
I got deep into that shit.
Nah, I'm gonna pay my Netflix. I'm gonna watch Raising Dion. I wanna watch that.
Raising Dion was cool. Curious if they're gonna make a season two. I don't know about that. I don't think they could afford Michael B. Jordan, but that show was better than what I thought it was gonna be for a Netflix series. That shit was pretty dope.
They're probably gonna bring it back because they didn't put in the competition on them.
What else?
Yo,
Watchmen been fire, Mandalorian been fire.
Was Moesha? Was your time or not? You ain't fuck with Moesha. Yeah.
Moesha, that was my time. Man.
They're bringing it back, reboot.
Sister, all that shit was my time.
They're rebooting Moesha, or what the.
Why?
To remind us how old we get it.
I know they was planning on rebooting Sister, because they had their like a reunion shit with it.
Roger.
AKA Batman.
Batman.
I'm mad he used that as a stage name. Like Batman, you dead ass. Your name is Marcus Houston, man. It's crazy. I feel old now.
That's the point of all the reboots. Proud Family and all that shit.
We didn't need no Proud Family reboot, but
Moesha was a cool show.
Now what they gonna do with the Boondocks?
Cause Grandpa died. I hope they recorded some shit already.
Cause that shit not supposed to come out till next year.
That's what I'm saying. I hope they did like at least some recording.
HBO.
But I don't know.
I don't think they did, man.
You know, I probably have to use the next voice, maybe. Because
if we did, there would have been like a trailer or something for it.
They might have.
There isn't. All you got is like images of the characters, and that's it.
I mean, we don't know.
We don't know that. That's a fact, though. And niggas be pre-recorded shit, though.
From like years in advance type shit.
Nah, that's what they did with the Star Wars shit. And, the Princess Leia shit, that's all old footage that they shot with the last movie. They just cut it up and put it on new shit. You know, she died. R.I.P. She was the nun in Jay and Silent Bob, for people who don't know that.
She was what?
She was the nun in Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, shit.
Who drives a car when they was hitchhiking. He thought he had to suck a dick. You ever seen that movie? Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? Oh, you gotta watch that. That's just, come on, nigga, you smoke.
What?
How you smoke? You ain't watch that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. I saw Half Baked for the first time like last year.
Half Baked was a funny movie, but I gotta watch it back.
Half Baked was a funny movie, but it was not a great movie. It was a funny movie.
Nah,
like
funny.
That White Castle shit was better.
Captain Kumar with White Castle? That's a movie I felt like it was.
You seen Girl House?
Hmm?
You seen Girl House?
Yeah.
Girl House is funny too.
With this nigga.
Duval and
yeah. It was alright.
It was funny for a Wii movie. It was better than Mac and Devin Go to High School. That was the worst Wii movie to me.
That shit was stupid.
That was the worst.
I like Mac Miller's little cameo. That shit was funny.
Nah, I didn't watch that shit.
That shit was trash.
It was trash.
I heard it was trash.
It's trash.
And,
you know it's trash when it's not even on.
That shit was garbage. That shit was fun. What you mean? Mac Miller's little cameo and that shit?
And which one?
In
Mac and Devin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
I'm saying How High 2.
Nah, How High 2 is trash.
I'm saying you know it's trash because it's not on Netflix.
There's no such thing as good Wii movies anymore, man.
Girl House was decent.
Besides Super Troopers 2. That was it.
Because Wii movies are
mostly, that's one of those movies you gotta watch the first one.
Wii movies are mostly low budget, though. That's why. Like, historically, except for maybe Friday.
I just don't think movies in general have been hitting.
Friday was low budget, though.
Nah, yeah, there was.
It was definitely low budget.
It didn't look like it.
The niggas barely got paid anything.
It didn't look like it.
They filmed that shit in, like, the same.
I know, but, like, there's a difference between that and, like, How High. Like, Friday didn't look cheap. That's what I mean. It didn't look cheap to me.
But it was, like, most of the same scenery.
Girl House and, like, Mac and Devin and all that, like, they looked cheap. The White Castle shit, Harold Kumar, they looked like they were shot and, like, they were edited by high-ass niggas. Like, Friday looked kind of like, it was funny, but it wasn't. Like,
you going to say that, you're not going to say Pineapple Express, you wild disrespectful.
No, Pineapple, I forgot. I'm racist, I was thinking about black movies. Pineapple Express was fire, though.
But my favorite movie to watch when I'm smack nigga, Ricky Bobby. That shit is hilarious. Talladega Nights, nigga.
That shit is hilarious.
My favorite
bro.
Movie when I smacked is Head of State with Chris Rock and Brady Mack. Because there's so many subtle, stupid jokes in that shit from Nate Dogg coming on the screen
singing. That's the same shit with the Talladega Night shit. It's like, I get it. A lot of people, everybody like fucking Step Brothers. But the jokes in Talladega Nights, you gotta pay attention. Nigga, those shits are, bro, them shits hit. Nigga takes his best friend's wife and wants him to be his best man at the wedding.
You know a movie I've never finished the ending to, and I've tried it, and I'll turn it off or I fall asleep? Failure to Launch. That sound familiar to you?
Is that with,
Jennifer Aniston? Or the nose bitch?
No, this nigga, from Wedding Crashers. The blonde nigga from Wedding Crashers.
Blonde.
The fuck his name is?
Hold on, I'm about to look it up. Failure to Launch.
Isn't that Owen Wilson, right?
Is it?
Owen Wilson?
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, okay, wrong movie. I was thinking of when this nigga fucking... Okay, I know what movie you're talking about.
Yes.
I don't know. I never even bothered watching that shit.
It's like on every fucking... Like
he stays living with his parents
every
and shit,
shit
like that.
Every
and
shit, every shit that has like a movie.
They're trying
like
to make him find a girlfriend so he can move out.
All those shits like Stars, Epics, Showtime, whatever. They always have that movie, and I've never finished it. It's just
don't even bother wasting my time, bro.
But you know, movie was low-key funny to me. I think it was called Just Friends.
Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds. When he's fat and he does his
that shit is hilarious, bro.
Hilarious.
That shit is hilarious. That and then the movie with Ashton Kutcher and Bernie Mac. You ever seen that one?
Where he's trying to marry his daughter.
Guess Who? Yeah, that shit is low-key mad funny too. Like
that.
Shit is funny. That like little like I could watch that with a bitch and actually enjoy it for myself. Movie.
Damn, throwbacks.
OD throwbacks, right?
How'd I read the move?
When I get that tat on my neck, my nigga's gonna see, bro. When I get that Pray For Me tat on my neck, your nigga's gonna see.
Babies!
Why you saying that? Like a baby.
Yo, bro, I had some bitch over here yesterday, bro. Is it fucked up that, like, I feel like if we fucking whatever, and you want food, I'm like, I mean, I'm gonna order you some food. Is it fucked up that I get tight when you start to be picky with shit? Like,
you told me this yesterday.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck is you mean? Like, I'm ordering you. You want cheese on your fries and bacon bits and
you want a steak from Peter Luger's?
You want a hot wing? Like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. Get yourself a little combo Happy Meal, bitch. Suck my dick.
Fucking Max Brenner or some shit.
So I went to a bitch. Max Brenner is
lit. Echelon shit.
Max Brenner is lit. Yo, bro, I went with a bitch to McDonald's one time and she accidentally made the food separate. I walked out.
What you mean, though?
She wanted this food just like not touch. She told him I don't want the food to touch each other.
The fuck kind of weird shit is that, man?
I would get it if it was like Spanish food and we were sitting there eating.
I mean, I understand that because I don't like my beans on top of my rice. I
see,
like search
if you go to McDonald's though, like how
nah, you is McDonald's, nigga. You take it as it comes. The fuck, it's called fast food for a reason. What kind of shit is that? Damn, I didn't even realize what time is it. I don't care. I don't work tomorrow.
Yo, bro, that shit was different. I was fake tight.
I got trouble on my mind. This album was good too. It's got a lot of songs.
Yeah. Busta Rhymes another slept on New York rapper. Busta Rhymes never had that classic album though. Classic songs, classic albums, nah. I like the Big Bang album.
Hold on, I want to ask you this because you consider American Gangster a classic album?
By Jay-Z? It was a good album. I wouldn't say a classic album. It was for a movie, no?
To me, that was one of his shittiest albums.
It was good because it went with the movie to me. That's why I thought it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it kept its theme and shit like that.
That's why I thought it was good. And that was a good movie.
Like, Kingdom Come to me was trash, but that got my favorite Jay-Z song on it.
Beach Chair? I like Kingdom Come. Because I didn't like the single he put out. It sounded too commercial. The Show Me What You Got.
Yeah, I remember that summer hearing that shit every fucking way, man.
Yo, bro, you remember?
That shit was annoying.
You know what's crazy, though? That you don't hear no more? I love DOA. Because I didn't like the song that much, but I like the message you were sending out in that song. Death of Autotune. And then it's crazy. Autotune took a break.
They realized that you can't kill Autotune.
Autotune took a break for like a year or two, and then it came back and it took over.
All these little niggas using that shit now.
Because of Kanye West.
Lil TJ using that shit now. It's like, boy, what's wrong with you, nigga? And New York niggas need to start acting New York.
I like Needle Man too. Needle Man's another New York nigga that sounds like a New York nigga. He just needs to drop more shit. Like, stop being under that Jada Kiss wing. You know what I mean?
What happened to Kid Kid?
He left Unit.
Yeah, but like, what happened to him?
I don't know. He left Unit, but he wasn't from New York.
I mean, he was from New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't know. He left.
I liked him though.
I liked him too. He left G Unit, and he did like the So Brooklyn challenge. I saw him do that, but I don't know what projects he's been putting out or whatever. I like Kid Kid though. I think he left G Unit because he was out of everybody in G Unit. He was the coolest with Buck.
But ain't nobody was doing shit at the time. That's why there is no G Unit records no more.
Yeah, they got Uncle Murder and Yayo right now. But like.
And technically, not even. That's all fucking what? Aftermath.
But now, Uncle Murder is G-Unit. He's not Aftermath. Like, I think G-Unit manages him. I don't think he's signed.
Same shit with that nigga. What's the name? Rotimi.
But now, I think Kid Kid was dope, but I think Kid Kid was better friends with Buck than with anyone else. Because he was both from the South type shit. But Buck, that nigga's wildin', bro.
With that tranny shit?
Even before the tranny shit, bro, with the whole, like, drug shit and then crying on the phone with 50 and all that shit was mad. Like, it was just messy, bro.
I mean, it's 50. He a messy nigga.
But it's not like Buck had hits. Like, even Tony Ayo had, like, that hit was So Seductive. That shit was Buck had Stomp. Which caused the beef between like T.I. and Luda, and that's what kind of made that song pop. Not Buck. To me. That song popped because of the whole diss between T.I. and Luda on the same song. It ain't pop because Buck was just a nice rapper. Like, I don't remember any Buck songs really popping off like that.
Yeah, me neither. They just needed a Southern person. Oh, this nigga Danny Brown's album was good too. Damn, that's another nigga I forgot to mention.
Danny Brown.
His album was pretty good. Summertime Shootout was okay.
It was okay for what it was, the Summertime Shootout project.
At least, you know, now he could give this Summertime Shootout shit a rest now.
You know what I think it was too? I think he was kind of patching things up with his girl and through the music. It kind of showed that, like, I could tell Time and Us Against the World, Us Versus the World was dedicated to his girl for me.
I mean, but then again, he kind of needed that because, you know.
Yeah, he's in the doghouse.
Chicks listen to his shit, too. I fucks with Partisan, though.
Partisan Fontaine? I do, too. But you know what's crazy?
She's cool. She's just weird.
Super weird. She don't shout.
In her interviews and shit?
Yeah, she's mad awkward. Summer Walker's awkward as fuck. Nah, I don't like Partisan Fontaine sometimes because I feel like sometimes he's a better writer than rapper.
Isn't that like that nigga who ghost wrote for Drake?
Yeah, you seen this Flex Freestyle? Yeah, I know you're talking about the nigga Meek dissed.
I mean, it wasn't trash. It was good, but... It's
fucking weird.
I don't know. His flow was just weird.
And then Party Next Door, I think, is another one that... His music been disappointing lately. But I know he can pen like crazy.
I like $10.
Remember last week I was telling you like, yo, I think that Party Next Door, we can have like a little beef thing going on. So Party Next Door posted on his Instagram on number one single on iTunes, right? On Apple Music. And he showed his shit. Then later on, like an hour later, Weeknd posted a video on his Instagram. Hey Siri, what's the number one song in the world? And it was the Weeknd song. That'll make you think there's a little something going on there. A little something going on there.
Yeah. But like I said before, once
the Weeknd's competition is more Frank Ocean than Party.
Yeah, they both could put out their thing, but once Frank puts something out, it's a wrap for both of them. Frank is they already put Frank on that pedestal where everything he drops is. Good morning, sunshine.
Nah, I was out work today. I was trying to do something early in the morning.
Nah, you good, though. I ain't making fun of you.
Oh, let that rock. That's that shit right there. I fucks with this shit too, man. Mad underrated.
So I was peeing and Royce about not be dropping too many projects. But nah, I'm not complaining.
But he just did not expect Styles P to drop this.
They dropped projects and it's like last year Royce dropped I think two projects.
Yeah, but that Royce album was
fire, bro.
One of the best albums of the year.
Fire. But I think it just gets slept on because they get slept on. But Royce, I like how Royce shows love for Eminem and all the Slaughterhouse niggas and all the shit. Like he's not
better. Royce was the only other extra nigga on fucking Eminem's first album. That's why they started the Bad versus Evil, the Bad Meets Evil shit. Throwback shit, nigga. With the fucking Western
was
intro.
Was it a better year in R&B to you than in hip hop? When I say that, I'm thinking about names like Sir coming out, Summer Walker, Ari Lennox, Black.
Ari shit was fire.
Jack, if you want to put Jack Reese in there, but more Khaled, not DJ Khaled, but like Khaled.
Khalid?
Yeah.
What's his name? Khalid.
I'm sorry, Khalid.
I've always liked it though.
I think it was a great year for R&B comeback. Anyway.
He had some dope shit. I mean, it wasn't better than that American Teen shit, but it was good. Fuck with it. What did I see it almost over, man?
Any regrets for the year? Anything you wish you would have done? Content year?
I mean, I don't know how to answer that question. It's life, my nigga. Shit happens. You roll with the punches. Some things go according to plan, some things don't. Life. Do I regret anything? No. What's the point? Well, why?
My regret?
I can't live like that, bro. I can't live like that.
I learned a lot this year. I learned a lot more.
I take it as a year of like a year of just accepting shit. You know what I mean? Mm. Just like accepting that regardless of niggas, if you grew up around niggas and shit like that, niggas, it's point blank period, ain't nobody ever gonna think the same as you. Nobody's gonna move the way you do. Nobody's gonna, you know what I'm saying? So this year showed me who's worth investing time in and who ain't.
That's a fact, because I grew apart from mad niggas that last year I was chilling with every day, and this year I don't really chill with at all.
Facts. It's got to the point where it's just like, I'm sorry, bro. If I feel a way about you and you around me, bro, I'm gonna let you know what it is. Because I'm not comfortable with that sitting awkward around you, foo-foo shit.
Fake like, love shit.
I don't want that. If you got an issue with me and you pulling up because we got a mutual friend and shit. It is what it is. I understand that. But don't think because that's your friend and that's my friend that you obligated to dap me up or some shit. You don't got to say nothing to me. That ain't going to make me feel no type of way.
I think, like, you, this year has also taught me, like, I'm not going to put up with certain pet peeves I have with girls just to try to fuck them. Like, I think after, like, your pet peeves, I'm done. Not that you're picky, but it's, like, if it's annoying every time I chill with you, I don't want to chill with you.
Seriously, because, once they crook, like I said, I got my four peeves. Once you fuck up those four peeves, I don't want to fuck with you no more. And those is four crucial peeves, bro, because when I already see, once you cross those four peeves, I'd already see, like, bro, there's no reason for me to be in this position trying to figure something that out that's obviously not going to be beneficial to nobody. So I just nip that in the butt and leave it alone. It just ain't worth, bending over backwards for bad. You.
Yo, my biggest turn off, though, yo, Cash App me money, I'm hungry for food. Damn, I fucked with some bitch this year, and maybe for like 2 weeks, she was asking me for like $5 every day for food. And I was like, first of all, if you're eating $5 food every day, you really a bum bitch. Second of all, like, you a fat bitch. Like, third of all, like, not your bank. Like, clip.
I don't know. I don't do that, so.
I didn't do it, bro. I don't feel obligated to take care of you if you fuck once. That don't make you my girl. That don't make you my thing. That means we fucked once. You got a nut, I got a nut. If you ask me for money afterwards, then that's prostitution to me. Sorry.
Word. I love that. I don't need to be near my phone to fucking type.
Yo, fam, like, if you come into my crib, that means we're not dating. If we go on a date, that's different. You come to my crib is on a date. That's a fuck session. I'm sorry.
Not always, but sure.
It's a date in your crib if you really like the girl. I don't think it's a date in your crib if you guys just smash and then...
That ain't no fucking date, nigga. That's a booty call.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, just because you smoke on me after don't mean we're hanging out. All right, there's your safe. We out. All right, be out.
Jack, I got shit to do.
I'm not gonna lie.
I got a life to live.
Favorite line is, I gotta do something later. I gotta bust a drill. Or I gotta go to sleep for work and I'm off. I already be like, I gotta go to sleep for work.
I would never wear that jacket. You ever notice how, all these rich people, like all these regular hood people, want to dress like all these hood people? I mean, these rich people, but these rich people dress like fucking clowns because they can, because they rich. Like, why, I don't understand why everybody's always trying to, like, emulate other people.
Anyway, it's like an hour and a half, we good, right?
Yeah.
Till next time, shit.
Till next time, bro.
We're talking mad shit.
Yeah, a lot of bullshit.
A lot of music shit, though.
It's good.
We're a music podcast again.
Back to the bases.